Too often, the claim that we love our pets is countered by the actions we take that endanger our pets. For example, how often have you gone past a yard when the snow is covering the ground, temperature has you chilled, only to see a dog tethered to a pole or even a tree in a neighbor's backyard for not just hours, maybe even well into the night? What too many don't understand is that if it's too cold for you, it's too cold for your dog. Here to discuss pending legislation moving through Trenton that will raise awareness about this threat to pets and will equally, maybe even more importantly, bring penalties to those who fail to appreciate their pet ownership responsibilities is the Senior State Director of Government Relations with the ASPCA, Deborah Bresch. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And it's ASPCA.org. The bills in the, there's one in each chamber in the Senate, State Senate in New Jersey. It's S-1013. And in the Assembly, it's A-2426. Give us an overview, Deborah. What is this bill intended to do?
Well, it's intended to regulate tethering of dogs as well as ensure their proper confinement, whether they are outdoors or simply confined, so that they can have access to proper shelter when they're outdoors, or if they are actually, you know, being confined in a space or structure, that the structure or space meets certain requirements. And as you say, it also will address the tethering issue that, you know, we sort of recognize at this point that all the problems with tethering, and this is intended to ensure that dogs are not tethered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as some dogs unfortunately are.
And this is not an idea that's foreign to New Jersey. There are communities, mainly in the southern part of the state, thanks to the awareness that the sponsors in the state Senate and the state assembly in their individual communities, the awareness they've made brought about to this issue. So it's really just taking what's apparently been working in some individual communities and making it a statewide mandate.
That's true. Although I will say that I think we have some added, there are some aspects of this bill which go a bit beyond what the towns are doing, in that this does address also proper shelter and confinement, whereas I think most of the ordinances that have been passed address tethering. But I think the public certainly is on board with this idea. I mean, I think, you know, what happens is people call in these dogs to the New Jersey SPCA who are in not in the greatest situation, whether they're tethered, whether they don't have proper shelter, and sometimes, you know, the SPCA can't do anything about the situation. You know, in the very cold temperatures, you know, when the dogs are already suffering some distress, that comes within the animal cruelty law. But when you have, you know, this is intended to be an endangerment statute so that the SPCA is empowered to handle a situation that they know poses a risk to the health of the dog, and they can address it when they're first called out. I mean, it's really actually quite resource efficient. And I know some folks have sometimes expressed concern that you know, about adding more mandates. But in fact, having these bright lines for law enforcement where they can go out, see a situation that they know poses a risk to that dog, where they don't have to wait for the dog actually to be suffering from hypothermia, and they can do something about that situation. It makes a lot of sense.
So Deborah Bresch, who is the Senior State Director of Government Relations with the ASPCA, ASPCA.org, is their website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas, talking about some pending legislation in the New Jersey legislature regarding dog tethering, which you can see the bills at the respective website, at the state website for the respective sides of the building. In the Senate, it's S-1013, the Assembly A-2426. And we should mention, too, Deborah, this takes on both ends of the thermometer, I guess we could say, when it's extremely cold as well as when it's extremely hot.
Yes, that's correct. Dogs cannot be tethered under what we're calling adverse weather conditions. So when the outdoor ambient temperature is 32 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or poses a risk to the health or safety of the dog. So that's, you know, or it gets extremely hot when the outdoor ambient temperature is 90 degrees or above, or the heat conditions are such that they pose a risk to the dog. The dog cannot be tethered, and the dog has to have access to proper outdoor shelter if the dog is outside. You know, the idea is that, you know, we want to establish some bright lines in terms of the temperature, but there's also a recognition that, you know, some dogs, given depending on their breed, let's say a short-haired pit bull, you know, a temperature of 34 degrees is also, or 35 degrees, is going to be detrimental to that dog's health. And the you know, law enforcement shouldn't have to wait for that dog to become hypothermic to do something about that situation that will be so clearly detrimental to the dog's health.
Some of the time specifics, too, would prohibit outdoor tethering between 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., which, along with the welfare of the pets, will probably make for a lot less conflict among neighbors with a barking dog at that time of the night. And under adverse weather conditions, you can't have the pet out for more than 30 minutes without continuous access to proper shelter. And those are just a few of the specifics of the bill. Does the bill also take on the idea of what you use to tether a dog? Because there is some great equipment. You have lines and cables that extend so the dog isn't limited, so you can work around your perimeters of, you know, what your backyard or what the piece of property allows, because some people, unfortunately, do this on the cheap, and I think we've all seen people who basically take a hunk of rope and tie it around the tree, and the dog is more often strangling themselves than having any kind of comfort or fun out there.
Right. That's correct. Yeah, we do address that in this bill. So the dog can't be tethered with a halter or either a head halter or a body halter. There has to be a buckle collar around the dog's neck. As you say, a rope is inappropriate. Frankly, it's not safe for the dog, and it's not safe for the public. A rope can be chewed through by the dog. So the bill requires that the tether be made of chain or cable wire. But, a caveat regarding the chain: The diameter of the chain can be no more than a quarter inch. So often dogs who are used for fighting are tethered on heavier chains, both to develop their muscles and to keep them prisoner, essentially. The purpose here is just intended as a lightweight but sturdy connection to either a mobile device or a stake in the ground, but not intended as a torture device for the dog.
And it does sound like a lot for you as a pet owner or maybe as a layperson, but any reputable pet supply center or location will have the stuff and has the stuff that will fall into place. And really, and even without the law, just for the benefit of the dog, which you claimed to be a lover of, well, this is the easiest way for you to show it, is just by going the extra effort to make sure that the comfort is there along with the fun. Wrapping up our time with Deborah Brush, who is the Senior State Director of Government Relations with the ASPCA. Of course, it's ASPCA.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Again, the legislation in the Senate in Trenton, S-1013 and A-2426 over in the Assembly. Just to wrap up, Deborah, it doesn't take a lot of effort to make sure that your dog is safe for this time of year with all the caustic material when you take your dog out for a walk or if they're out there playing. Just a towel and a little cleaning and a little petroleum jelly, and so many simple steps are ignored by way too many dog owners.
Well, that's right, and I do want to emphasize something that you said. You said that you noted that perhaps this sounds burdensome, but actually, despite all the text in the bill, it really boils down to some pretty simple stuff. The supplies are readily available to the dog owner at a pet supply store. Sometimes I think it's harder for a dog owner to do some of the crazy stuff that sometimes law enforcement sees with these dogs. Their stuff is ready made for these dogs. A buckle collar, a cable wire or a lightweight chain, swivels that they come with swivels on either end to prevent the kinking of the rope. The shelter requirements are not that onerous. There are ready-made shelters that are intended, for this purpose. We want the shelter to remain upright. Sometimes, law enforcement will come across a dog that has a shelter, but it's been blown over on its side. Well, then it does no good to the dog. So just making sure that that shelter is affixed to the ground in some way so it can't move. I mean, these are very basic things that we would want for ourselves. And as you noted at the beginning, if the weather is such that we would be uncomfortable, most likely our dogs will be too. And we simply want, this is intended to get dog owners to think about what is appropriate for their dogs, what their dogs need to stay healthy.
So don't look at this as potential punishment, but just as a tap on the shoulder reminder. In the State Assembly, it's A-2426, and in the State Senate, 1013, over to the State House, website and read the bill in its detail. And if nothing else, even if the bill doesn't pass, it might help you realize, you know what? I'm not doing that. I will do that from this point forward. So spend a little time, a couple of minutes with those two bills and learn more about this issue. Some great cold weather tips for pets and a lot more information. It's the website for the ASPCA at the obvious location, ASPCA.org. We'll be joined this morning by the Senior State Director of Government Relations, Deborah Bresch. Deborah, thanks for being here this morning.
Well, thank you. Can I just quickly encourage folks to join the ASPCA Advocacy Brigade, and they will receive alerts regarding these bills if they do. They just go to our website. It's free, and they will get messages as the bill progresses. I think there's a lot of support in the legislature for it, but we need support from the grassroots.
And again, it's ASPCA.org. Thanks again, Deborah.
Thank you so much.